John Boyle, you have filed what I thought was a bittersweet column marking the end of the festival. On the one hand, you say you will miss it. On the other hand, it's too big, too rowdy, too smelly, a funky mess. Which is it for you?
You know, it really is a little bit of both. And I think a lot of folks feel that way about it. I've heard over the years, you know, I'm sure you've heard this sentiment where I'm getting out of town. I don't want to be here for it. And then on the other hand, it's a wonderful free 3-day street party. And there's not a whole lot of those around. So I do kind of have mixed emotions about it ending.
Over the years, you've made it your mission to walk the streets and take in the sights and sounds. This year, you were wearing a muscle t-shirt, cutoffs, flip-flops, and carrying a bullhorn.
I was trying to reflect some of the ambiance you get at Belshire. And actually, one of my coworkers suggested that outfit. But I came up with a bullhorn idea. You can rent a bullhorn for $18 a day. Keep that in mind.
Is it actually legal to walk around with a bullhorn?
Apparently. So, you know, that's been one of the bones of contention there is a lot of street preachers have bullhorns and they're preaching of, you know, their message, but there's a whole lot of back and forth. Some of the merchants that are selling there really don't like it because they say it drives away business. The city has said it's a First Amendment right. They can't restrict it. So that's been a real problem and it leads to some kind of ugly confrontations.
Speaking of confrontations, you actually engaged in some debates and an actual spelling bee.
Well, yeah, I took a little lighter approach, and a guy had a sign that said something about homos or will be this and that, and he had apostrophe S on there, which, you know, is possessive, and it really should just be H-O-M-O-S, plural. So we had a little back and forth about that, and I'm proud to say that he did acknowledge that his grammar was incorrect.
Over the years, you've also tasted the best and worst of festival food and drink.
You know, that's one thing I really like about Belshire, because it's kind of, to me, it's a license to just eat really bad for a day or two, you know, and like, so I got fried turkey leg, a funnel cake, you got the mystery meat on a stick, you got the gyros. Now, one thing that's wonderful food is the Greek church that is always out there. The street food and the flavor of it, I really will miss that.
You even admit to diving into the air dogs pool.
There may have been an ugly encounter in the air dogs pool. Our videographer, Aaron Breathauer, sweet talked him into letting me do it. And so he held out a tennis ball for me, and I took a flying leap. And I want to say I got some serious airtime.
Serious airtime and displaced a significant amount of water, I've been told.
There were some people that got wet. My favorite part of that was I was swimming back with the ball in my mouth doing some doggy paddle. And this, you can hear this little girl go, "That's not a dog."
Little did she know. Now, the city started Belshire as part of a plan to bring back downtown to help revitalize what had become a very dreary downtown marked by lots of empty storefronts and very few people living downtown. And that is clearly not the case today. So you could argue that it contributed to the revival of downtown, and it's time to go.
That was kind of the argument, is that the downtown is thriving without a festival. You come downtown on a weekday, a weekend night, there's thousands of people down here. And it had become kind of an impediment to some of the merchants downtown, where some of them just closed during the festival. And some of the downtown residents found it unpleasant, too, because there is some rowdiness with it. You know, there's been some fights. There's been some problems. So it has been a disruption. So I think that was kind of part of it, where it felt like it was sort of the mission had been accomplished to help revitalize.
I spoke with Dane Berger, who sits on the board of the Downtown Asheville Residential Neighbors and does their website. And he's been a downtown resident since 2008. And he said that he's sorry to see it go. He and his wife, Cynthia, treat it as like they're being snowed in for 3 days. And they walk everywhere, and it doesn't bother them at all, and they really do enjoy it.
You know, I think it'll be interesting when it's gone. If there's no, well, you know, what they'll need is a private sponsor to come up, because it's about a $450,000 deficit that it runs. And it'll be interesting when it is gone to see. I bet you people will find they'll probably miss it more than they realize, because it brings a level of excitement downtown that you don't get with anything else. And it brings a lot of visitors that come here every year. It brings a lot of locals. It is, you know, you think about it, it's a giant free party. So I think people are going to find they'll miss it a little more than they think. You know, how many times do you get to dive into the air dog pit?
And then leave the pit with your bullhorn.
Right, and engage in a little street preaching yourself.
John Boyle is a columnist and reporter with the Asheville Citizen-Times. Thanks, John.
Thank you, David.